I want to start by telling you something. The world, the one that you live in, coming to an end. You may have heard about it. Major environmental report came out of Britain this week. It was actually done by a former economist at the World Bank, a man by the name of Nicholas Stern. And it actually takes a look at what you would think, right, the effects of climate change and what it could have on us in our lifetimes. And man, the report paints a bit of a scary picture about what's in store for us if we actually don't get this whole damn climate thing under control and fast. Let's get you right into it. A bit of a glimpse. A worldwide economic slowdown on a scale similar to that of the, the Great Depression. That's exciting. Extreme weather such as severe flooding or droughts? Really exciting. Making refugees out of how many? Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but how about 200 million people? There'll be water shortages for one in six people. And a spike in world temperatures of up to 5 degrees Celsius, which is actually really bad, especially when you want to talk about the animals, the wildlife species. And guess what? About 20 to 40% of wildlife species could become extinct. Oh, that's right, losing all those little animals. I wonder if people would care if it was their cats or their dogs. Perhaps they will. But here's another thing, and you're probably sitting there at home thinking, of course, dude, if you would call me dude, of course that report would come out from another scientist or another environmentalist or another lefty freaking everybody out. Not so much. This report was done by a guy named Nicholas Stern. Nicholas used to be the chief economist at the World Bank. He's a money guy. And those money guys, when they start getting involved, you think people then might start paying attention. But that is the big picture, obviously. You're dealing with the globe and what it means for everybody. But what about right here in this country, in the country of Canada? Well, we'll talk to David Suzuki in just a moment. But first, Canada, environment, government, such, let's set it up. The environment, such an attention hog these days. If it ain't global warming, it's greenhouse gases or the melting Arctic, if you believe it's even happening. And by the way, most scientists do. You've probably heard of this little thing called the Kyoto Accord. Canada signed it back in 1998, and the country, on behalf of it. So, what would this Clean Air Act do? Well, for one, it would start regulating smog levels by 2010. And cut greenhouse gases in half by 2050. But here's the problem. Environmentalists say the plan sucks, and all three opposition parties plan to vote against it.
The Prime Minister's Clean Air Act is dead in the